Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the third parak of Masechet Shavuos, and we are up to parak Gimel, Mishnah Beis. Shavuos shelo ochel, the person takes a shavuot that he's not going to eat. Va'achel pas chitin, pas aron, pas kusmin, and then he eats wheat bread and barley bread and spelt bread. Ein chayv ela achas, so he's only chayv to bring one carbon. But if he says shavuos shelo ochel pas chitin, pas aron, pas kusmin, he gets specific in his shavuot that I'm not going to eat this kind of bread or that kind of bread or that kind of bread. Va'achel, and then he eats each of those kinds of bread. Then chayv el achas va'achas, and he's going to be chayv separately for each and every one of them. Mishnah Gimel, Shavua Shaloeshta. A person takes a general Shavua that I'm not going to drink, Vishasa Mashkin Habe, and then he drinks some soda and some wine and some beer and some all sorts of drinks. Ein Chayv Alachas. He's only Chayv once because it was one general Shavua. But Shavua Shaloeshta, Yayim, Vishemen, Vidvash. If he takes Shavua, then I'm not going to drink wine or oil or honey, Vishasa, and he drinks wine and oil and honey, then Chayv Al Kalachas Fachas, and he's Chayv separately for each and every one. So to review what we learned today, Mishnah Beis, we said that if a person takes a general shavua that he's not going to eat, no matter how many different things he eats, he's only chayiv once. But if he takes specific shavuos about not eating specific things, so for each thing that he eats, he's chayiv. And the same is true, we learned in Mishnah Gimel, when it comes to drinks. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Parak Gimel, Mishnah Dalet.